So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf continues. Egla Rufa Einakein. Halacha of an Egla Rufa, a calf that is decapitated to atone for an unsolved murder, is different than the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah regarding Ashim Tali. Achle Nerfa Teitze Betir Be'eder. If the murderer was found before it was decapitated, it can return to its flock. Mishanerfa Tikafe Be'mkaima. If he was found after it was decapitated, it is buried in its spot and it is forbidden to benefit from it. Because as the Mishnah explains, Shal Savik Ba Mitchila Kippur Sav Sveika V'Holchala. An Egla Rufa is always brought because of a doubtful situation. And since it was still in doubt at the time it was decapitated, it achieved its purpose, the desired atonement, and is therefore treated as any Egla Rufa. The Gemara inquires, Egla Rufa Emes Neseris. When does an Egla Rufa become forbidden? And cites two opinions. Rav Amnuna Amar Michayim, Yerudas L'Nachal Eisen Asrasa, becomes forbidden while it is still alive, as soon as it is brought down into the valley. Rav Amar L'Acha Rifa. Me'idna disavid b'maisa, becomes forbidden after it is decapitated when something is done to it. And both Rav Amnuna and Rava cite a Mishnah in support of their respective opinions. Rav Amnuna cites a Mishnah regarding Oisev es b'noi, the prohibition against slaughtering a mother and its offspring on the same day. Hasheichid paras chatas v'shar haniskal v'egla rufa. Someone slaughters a mother and its offspring on the same day, and one of them is a paraduma, or an ox that was sentenced to stoning, or the calf intended for beheading. Rav Shimon Peiter v'chacham mechayven. Now, if the Egla Rufa is forbidden while still alive, we can explain the machlekes as follows. Shimon Sabver is shchita sheneru yoloishma shchita. Shimon holds that he's pater because slaughtering in a way that does not permit the animal to be eaten is not considered a shchita. Rabbanam is shchita sheneru yoloishma shchita. The Chacham hold that he is chayim because such a slaughter is considered a shchita. However, if the Egla Rufa is permitted while alive, amai pater Reb Shimon shchita ruyehi. Why does Reb Shimon exempt him from the prohibition of Esav es benoi? The slaughter does permit the animal. Clearly becomes forbidden while still alive before it is decapitated. Rava now cites our Mishnah as proof to his opinion. Egla Rufa Einakein. Achle Nerfa Teitze Betir Be'eder. If the murderer was found before the Egla Rufa was decapitated, it can return to its flock. Now, Iyamert Michayim Amai Teitze Betir Be'eder Ha'itzula Michayim. If it becomes forbidden while still alive, how can it be allowed to go back to its flock? Clearly it only becomes forbidden after it is decapitated. Zok the Mishnah, Reb Eliezer Omer, Misnadav Adam Ashem Toloi B'chol Yoyim B'chol Eishe Yirtza, Hu HaYenikra Ashem Chasidim. A person can donate an Ashem Toloi every day and at any time he desires, even if he does not need it as atonement. As the Gemara explains, Yisagadayta Chayvihi, Misyadei Le'amai Maisi Chatas. If it's an obligation and it atones, why would he have to bring a Karba Chatas when he finds out for sure that he did that there? Rather, Shema Menonadavihi, it's in the category of voluntary karbanas and can be brought as a donation at any time. However, the Mishnah continues, Amr Lav al Bava ben Buta, Shay Misnandav Ashim Tala Bachal Yem, Chutz Ma'achayim Kippurim Yem Echab. It said that Bava ben Buta used to donate an Ashim Tala every day, except for the day after Yom Kippur, and Amr Hama'oina Zeh, Ilhoi Manichin Lihil Yisi Mevi. He swore that if he could, he would bring on that day too. Elo Oimrim Lihamtin Achatekanis Labesa Savik. There were Chacham who told him that he should wait another day until the possibility exists that he might have sinned unintentionally. These Chacham hold that an Ashim Tala cannot be brought as an Adaba. Can only be brought as a kapara for an avera, as the Gemara explains, lahoginilav da'atera chas al gufin shal Yisrael. The purpose of the carbon is to give him protection from punishment until he finds out for sure that he's chayav chatas, since the Torah is concerned for people's well-being. Therefore, even though it serves to atone, one is later liable for another carbon. Furthermore, the Gemara explains, this chacham hold, ashim tali ba'ala nevela. One can bring an ashim tali for any avera, for example, eating nevela, even though it is not zedayin nekaris v'shigugasi chatas. Because the pasuk says, ashaloi sa'asen of ashim. An Ashim Tali can be brought even for an ordinary lav, anything that may not be done. A third opinion of Chachamayim, Ein maybe Ashim Tali, Ela Al Shazadayin Akaras Beshagagas Echadas. An Ashim Tali can only be brought for a possible prohibition for which one is liable Karas if he does it intentionally, and Echadas if he did it unintentionally, because Yalfi mitzvahs mitzvahs mechadas chaylev. They expand the Gzeri Shava comparing an Ashim Tali to the prohibition against eating chaylev for which one is liable Karas or Echadas. The Mishnah continues. Chiyev v'chatoyis v'asham is v'adoyin, sh'av alein yom kippurim, chayov in lehevi l'ach yom kippurim, v'chayev v'asham is tluyin, p'turin. If one is liable for a karban chatos or a karban asham, and then yom kippur passed by, he's still liable. But if he's liable for an asham tali, and then yom kippur passed by, he's no longer liable. At first, the Gemara cites the following pasuk of the Sar HaPnimi as the source for this halacha. V'chibra l'kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael m'p'b'sheim l'chol chatosim. And we expound, chatoim dumi d'p'shoim. We compare the unintentional to intentional transgressions. Ma'p shoim d'la b'nei karben, af chatoim d'la b'nei karben m'chaper. Af chatoim b'nei karben loy m'chaper. Just as Yom Kippur atones for intentional sins which are not liable for a karben, so too it only atones for unintentional sins for which one is not liable a karben, such as eating nevela. but not for an avera for which one is liable kar mechatas v'ashtim. Rabbi the Gemara asks that in Mishnah rules, arba mevin al azadin kishkaga. There are several averas for which one does bring a carbon, even though they are done intentionally. David the Gemara cites another pasuk, that of the Sar Lazazel. Ve'svado lo ve'skol avoynis b'nei yisol ve'skol peshem l'chol chatasam, vidu was set on the goat that was sent to Azazel. And the Brisa expounds, avoynis elu zedoynis. The term avoynis refers to intentional sins, as the pasuk says, avoyna ba. If so, v'skol peshem l'chol chatasam lomali, why does the pasuk repeat itself and refer to peshem rebellious sins? The answer is, l'kshuyi l'pshayim, to compare unintentional sins to rebellious sins. Ma peshem de la b'nei carbon, afchatam de la b'nei carbon. Avachatam de b'nei carbon, and uloy mechaper. Just as Yom Kippur atones for rebellious sins which are not liable for a carbon, so too it only atones for unintentional sins for which one is not liable a carbon, such as eating nevela, but not for an avera for which one is liable a carbon chatas v'ashem.